eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Let's get those lineups set for week 20 up next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Friday, August 12th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. And let's start off with the schedule for next week. 9 teams with 6 games, 20 teams with 7 games, and one lucky team has 8 games, the Mets. Or maybe unlucky, because Scott told me they have bad matchups, so.
They do.
Do with that what you will. Fringy 2-star pitchers. Should we start Freddy Peralta next week up against the Dodgers and at the Cubs?
I would say so. Yeah, I wish that first matchup was against the Dodgers, but the upside for Freddy Peralta in a 2-star week is too high to pass up.
Jose Urquidy, one good matchup, one bad. He's at the White Sox and at the Braves.
Yeah, I wish it was two good matchups, but he's been reliable enough that I'd stick with him.
Taijuan Walker is at the Braves and at the Phillies.
So these are both pretty tough matchups. And the last time Taijuan Walker went faced the Braves, it went very poorly. However, that's been basically his only bad start in the last couple months. So certainly in points leagues, you'll start Taijuan Walker. You'll have to assess what categories you need in a 5x5 league.
Noah Syndergaard is at the Reds, and he's got a revenge game against the Mets.
Yeah, I'm probably leaving him for points leagues. The underlying numbers have been suspect all year.
Last, but certainly not least, Scott, Sean Manaea has been terrible, but he has great matchups. He's at the Marlins and at home against the Nationals.
Yeah, the Marlins are especially bad against lefties, so it's going to be difficult to pass up Manaea, even as bad as he's been recently. I think in a points league, you probably have to roll the dice on him. Of course, there's less risk to starting a two-star pitcher in a points league where volume tends to be a bigger priority than efficiency.
All right. Well, which two-star pitchers are you looking to add who are less than 75% rostered for next week?
All righty, we got Jose Quintana. He's probably my favorite back-to-back six-inning starts for the Cardinals. He's had a rebound season, but it's kind of been overlooked because he was with the Pirates and not getting any wins. Better chance of getting him with the Cardinals, of course. And he gets the Rockies at home. That's a good matchup. The Diamondbacks on the road, also a good matchup. So I like Quintana. Marcus Stroman. If you take out one bad start right before he went off the IL, the numbers this year look pretty fantastic. One of his two matchups is against the Nationals, who are terrible now that they don't have Juan Soto. They weren't great even with him. So yeah, Marcus Stroman looks good. Josiah Gray has got the bipolar matchups, Cubs and Padres. But the Cubs strike out a lot. He's been known to get a lot of strikeouts. Home runs remain a concern for Josiah Gray, but in a two-star week, the upside is high indeed. Jeffrey Springs gets the Yankees and Royals. I don't know why you can't just have good matchups. You got to do this one good, one bad thing. He has not been going deep into games, but Springs has remained effective over 5-inning spurts, I guess. Justin Steele of the Cubs, he's been getting a lot of strikeouts recently, keeping runs off the board. The whip is still on the high side, too many walks, but one of his two matchups this week is against the Nationals, so especially in points leagues, I think Justin Steele is a good call. Johnny Cueto has been reliable this year, not really sure how he's doing it, but he has two matchups, Houston and Cleveland, opposite ends of the spectrum, but you could use Cueto for the two starts. Nick Pivetta has not been reliable this year, but at Pittsburgh, at Baltimore, you got to like those matchups. James Caprillion, barely rostered. and was shaky last time, but has been, you know, was on a nice run before then at Texas versus Seattle, two pretty good matchups. And then I will mention one other here, Mitch Keller against the Red Sox and Reds. I'm not eager to start him, but he has been more consistent lately, working in that sinker more. If you're dedicated to maximizing volume, Mitch Keller, you could use in a points league.
All right. And single star streamers, we only have two names here.
Yeah. Yep. I think Reed Detmers is automatic at the Tigers. George Kirby at the Angels, as bad as they've been offensively. Got to run him out there too.
On the hitter side, the best matchups for next week, the Giants, the Red Sox, the Rangers, the A's, and the Orioles. The worst hitter matchups, Dodgers, White Sox, Astros, Marlins, and Braves. With that being said, Scott, your sleeper hitters for week 20.
Oh, and my top one is Vinny Pasquantino. Has nothing to do with the matchups.
surprise.
They're middle of the road, but I think he's coming around. The data's look great on him all along. And there's no hitter who's rostered in less than 80% of leagues that I want to start more. I also have Tommy Pham. He's been on a home run binge since joining the Red Sox and batting leadoff. You mentioned them among the five best matchups for this upcoming week. You also mentioned the Rangers, so I have Nate Lowe in here. You mentioned the Orioles. I have Jorge Mateo in here, who's doing a lot more than stealing bases lately. I have two Cardinals as well, who are both highly, highly available. They weren't among the teams with the five best matchups, but they do have good matchups nonetheless. Paul DeJong, who's been on fire since returning from the minors. And Lars Nootbaar, only 7% rostered. He's been bad playing against lefties and righties and just a lot more consistent lately the past two or three weeks. Bunch of extra base hits, bunch of walks. I think with favorable matchups, he's worth a roll of the dice. And finally, a couple Guardians hitters who've been hot, Oscar Gonzalez and Steven Kwan. They're both sleeper hitters for this week.
For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.